Time for this morning's commentary, brought to you by Washington Federal. Doubts already. There is a lot of fretting about the North Korea nuclear deal going on. The critics seem to think it's like a screenplay pitch for a movie that will never be made. And it's not just Democrats. Even the Wall Street Journal was skeptical. Quote, "We'll believe it when Americans are packing and hauling away the missiles and enriched uranium," said the editorial. But why must we live in a world where the fate of mankind depends on cleverly worded but empty statements? How dumb is it to be negotiating over a weapon that, in a world run by grown-ups, wouldn't even exist? Maybe it's time to call in the grown-ups. It occurs to me we have a group, the billionaire super friends, who for all their eccentricities prefer to compete by doing something constructive. Howard Schultz fixing American racism, Bill Gates ridding the planet of disease, Jeff Bezos going beyond the planet to the moon, Elon Musk going all the way to Mars, Warren Buffett who makes money just by waking up in the morning. They constitute a superpower unto themselves. Suppose, just suppose, they all collaborated on a secret project to sabotage every single nuclear weapon. This would be way under the radar, of course. Not even BuzzFeed would find out. So that when the day comes that some maniac presses the red button, out pops a little flag that says, boom, that's it. By the way, billionaire super friends, don't tell us you're doing this. It's very important that we all think the weapons still work. Just make sure you don't miss any, okay? Thank you. Boom. It is.
Did I imagine that right? Like from Looney Tunes?
Yeah. Exactly. A little flag.
Do they have a Hall of Justice? Do they have to wear masks?
Deep under the Gates Foundation, there is the Hall of Justice. You know that.
I thought that was the Legion of Doom.
No. You've seen it from above. It's like separating chromosomes. So they've got have a whole DNA lab down there. They're constructing the new man.